spend that much time on it. Rav Aaron and Yavam is in Sima Dalet. Rav Aaron has a piece on Mechik Sus, but it's not only on Mechik Sus. He really talks about the whole sugi of Leishiv Leikum Mechavan. So I thought it would be worthwhile to go through Rav Aaron's shir. So I asked Josh to make copies of it. So hopefully by tomorrow morning or whatever. I don't know who. So hopefully everyone will have copies. And I'd like to do. It'll take us. I guess today I'll spend some time. I want to go through it and tomorrow. It's very interesting. I mean, Rav Aaron's shir. Maybe it's not even to preface a little bit. Rav Aaron's shir. Are sort of unique in their scope and their power. And I was from the great Rosh Hashivas, but his shiurim were mamish. They had a unique quality. The Rang was a combination of the yeshiva shalomdas and the classic pilpul. Like if you crossed Rav Chaim with Rav Kveger, you know, Rav Kveger is my rochus. Maybe that's sort of what the sense do you get? And they have a. I'm not saying you can never argue, but even if you argue, it's like the Swiss Alps. You know, you could argue on something, but it's still the Swiss Alps. It's the majesty of it is unbelievable, and they have a special power to lift you up to a whole different level. And when I was in yeshiva in Lakewood, I got a lot just. Rav Aaron wasn't alive in my time, but Schneer used to say over Rav Aaron's shiurim, and I got a lot from it just from hearing it. You know, even if you learn differently, but just from hearing somebody take the sugi apart on such a high level, with such an amplitude, it was very valuable. Just as an experience, it's very valuable. Rav Aaron himself used to say to the Talmidim that the shiurim are valuable, they should work on the shiurim. So I thought it might be a worthwhile investment, even though really maybe you need to get down to the next sugya. I thought it'd be a worthwhile investment to do this year. I'm not going to say every single prat in the shiur, but I'm going to say over the main. I think the main thing in the shiur, and you'll have it. You'll have the ziyaks to be able to go through inside. Maybe go through some of the things. There's a lot of footnotes there where he goes into side issues, which I'm not going to do. But if you'll have it, maybe you'll have time to do some of the side issues as well. But even if not, just to be exposed to see the scope of what Rav Aaron does with our sugya, I think it's mamish. I thought it's worth the investment of a couple of days to do. So, Rav Aaron's point of departure is a Rambam, which we mamish did not talk about at all. It's a Shvei Rambam. We saw in Rashi, we had a problem in Rashi. It says in Agamar, the end of the sugya, Mechitzos, the Mishnah says Mechik Sus Mechim Gedaklan, who actually is Kavnu Lehomas. What's the Lashon Gemara? Leiv Mesacham, Leiv Mesacham, Bachamim Neacham, Bachamim, Bachamim Neachamim. So it says in the Mishnah that there's a Mechik Sus, there's a Heter Veinim Miskavan. If you're not Miskavan, Lehomas, so Mechik Sus is Mutter. Rashi learns we're talking about Levisha. They're wearing the Shai, and there's a Heter of Dovah Shein Miskavan, and it's Mulu and Asugi, that's the Heter of Dovah, it's Reb Shimon, Pashtus in the Sugi, it's Mashma. That is the hefter of Rav Shimon, Dovah Shein Miskavan. And in Gemara in Shabbos is Mefurish in Choftes that the Mishnah Mechitzus goes like Rav Shimon, the Dovah Shein Miskavan is Mutter. The Dovah Shein Miskavan is Mutter, then Mechitzus are also. What do I care if saying Miskavan? But Rav Shimon, Dovah Shein Miskavan is Mutter, so Mechitzus have a hefter of Dovah Shein Miskavan. We saw Machlekes Taisus in the Ran. He said, yes, a psikreisha, not a psikreisha. Taisus is not a psikreisha. The Ran says, even if it is a psikreisha, the Ran are different. In any event, that's what it says by us. It's totally the machlokes of Rabbi Yehuda and Rav Shimon. On the other hand, there's Gemara Yevamos. The Gemara Yevamos says that if the Torah would have only said Lo Yala Alecho the Yisrael Halo, they would have thought Afilu Mechiksus. So therefore, the Torah says a hekesh says that there's an issue of Levisha and it's Makesh Halo to Levisha that it has to be with Hanos Chimum. So Rashi learns that Mechiksus means. That there was a chimum, but he wasn't miskaven lehemes. So it says in Akamar that meichik sus. Now they're talking about halo, talking about feirish about halo. It says in Akamar that meichik sus have a heter of halo. They're allowed to be to carry klayim on them, even though they're being miskamim, because they're not miskaven lehischamim. And there it's mefurshim the sugya that's going even like Rabbi Yehuda. The whole sugya is going to leave with Rabbi. So it doesn't dash the smuchim. The cheshbon of sugya over there is that it's going to leave with Rabbi. So according to Rashi Pshat in that Gemara, so it says with Ferish in the Gemara that Meichik Sos is usur, excuse me, Meichik Sos is mutter, by Allah at least, Meichik Sos is mutter even according to Rabbi Huda. So this we talked about in Shia. What's the difference between Levisha and Halah? But Akoponim Shittas Rashi is apparently that when it comes to Levisha, it's totally the Machlek said Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Shimon. According to Rabbi Shimon, it's mutter, ain't a viskaven, according to Rabbi Huda, it's usur. That's Aristotle, Levisha. On the other hand, when it comes to Halah, so there, Meichik Sos is mutter. As long as that miskaven lehena is meichik sus his mutter, even aliba de Rabbi Yehuda. Yeah, and that's a shaila. What's the difference between halal and levisha? So we talked about that. Aliba de Rashi, we had etzus. Nochem had an etzah. Had a different etzah with leefsha. Akapanim, that was shita's Rashi. The Rambam has an opposite shita. The Rambam passes in the Hilchos Klayim. It is, I don't remember. Anybody have a Gemara Shacham? Just look in the image, but what parak it is, my fixes. Yeah. Parak Yud, Halacha Yud Zayin, Avilchus Klayim, the Rama says, So the Rambam passes the Meichik Sus is mutter. Meichik Sus Meichim Kedarkon. So that's not surprising. The Rambam passes like Reb Shimon. You know, in general, the Rambam passes like Reb Shimon. Dovishen is common is mutter. So Meila Meichik Sus, according to Reb Shimon, that's halacha. Meichik Sus is Meichim Kedarkon. The mashmais in the Rambam though is that we're talking about halacha, because the Rambam's lashon is uvavashli is kamu bechama sheyotzel emaklayim shal kseifon. The climb that's on their shoulders, it doesn't say the climb that they're wearing. Smash when the Rambam learns that we're talking here about a case of halacha, not like Rashi who learns that our Gemara is talking about meichik sus. The Mishnah meichik sus is talking about levisha. The Rambam learns that it's talking about halacha, but it's mutter, not surprisingly, because we pass on like Reb Shimon. However, the Rambam then later on in Halacha Yudches, a couple of halachas later, the Rambam says, "Lo yilbash odem klayim aray." Not allowed to wear klayim. Not allowed to wear klayim, even derech aray. I feel agave asar begodim she'emi mehanei uklum. Even if it's on top of 10 begodim, even though it doesn't have any hanot. Yeah, I don't know if that's a derech or a derech bonim. V'afilu lahavriach es hamechas. Not allowed to wear klayim, even if you're doing it to avoid customs. I know you're, never mind the customs ister, but you're over the ister of klayim. V'im lovish kein leiken. If you do it, you're like a mishum klayim. That's already nisid derais. The first one where it's on top of ten begodim and you're not nene, that might be a derabonim. But here he says beferish, you're like a mishum klayim. If you wear klayim lahav riachas hameches, so you're like a mishum klayim. So the shail is, but he's not miskaven. It's also dovish ain't a miskaven. He's wearing the klayim. His kavon is not lehemis. His kavon is to be. His kavon is laviyeches hamechas. He wants to get through customs, and doesn't want to be stopped. So he's that's why he's wearing. So he's not wearing it lehis chamim. And yet the Rambam says that he's like it. He's like a mishum klayim. So why is he like it? So dov shein miskaven. You're also not miskaven lehemis. Mishnah says the Rambam apparently is mechalik between halah and levisha. When it comes to halah, that's the meichik sus. The Rambam learns it's not kseifon, it's only a halah. So there, there's a heter v'ein miskaven. If you're not miskaven lishamim, so then it's mutter. When it comes to levisha, so then the Rambam says it doesn't matter whether you're miskaven lishamim, you're not miskaven lishamim, you like it regardless. Okay. Let's tackle the difference. Why should there be a difference between halah and levisha? So the simplest answer would be, what would you say? What's the simplest answer? What?
You said out there if you're doing Levisha, so the Scotland's not going
to... Yeah, okay, that's not the simplest answer. What? It's simplest. The very simplest answer is that maybe by Levish you don't need Hanlah altogether. Maybe only Hanlah needs Chimum. Maybe by Levish you don't have to have Chimum. In the Gemara is Mefurish, the Gemara in Yevamos is Mefurish that Hanlah needs to have Chimum. Now, a little bit it sounds like Levish also needs to have Chimum, because the Gemara learns that. How do you know Hanlah has to have Chimum? Because it's hookish to Levisha. Nonetheless, there are those who want to suggest that maybe the Rambam holds that Levisha doesn't need chimum. The Gemara just means Levisha normally has chimum. Normally, when you have a Levisha, you have chimum as well. So since the Torah is makish halot to Levisha, it's telling me in halot there's a condition that it has to be Levisha like, which means that it has to be, you have to be mischavim with halot. Otherwise, it's not like a Levisha. But Levisha itself is a Levisha even without the chimum. That's a rochet. As we can learn pshat in the Gemara in Yevamos. Halo without a chimum is not anything like Levisha. The Torah said halo is only chayav if it's like a Levisha. What makes a halo like a Levisha? The fact that you're mischamim. But Levisha is like a Levisha regardless of whether you're mischamim or not. Levisha is intrinsically a Levisha. So maybe we can say pshat and Rambam very simply. When it comes to halo, their chimum is a condition. So if you're not mischamim, mischamim, so dovashen mischamim, and it's mutter. When it comes to Levisha, who cares if you're mischamim, mischamim? Chimum is not part of the issur. That would be a simple pshat in the Rambam, simple answer. Or maybe we could say fancier answers. You know, maybe even if there is chimum by the Levisha, but maybe by the Levisha the chimum is only a tnai, and maybe by halah the chimum is the gufa iser. So we could say if you look in alderacham nocham, like we had talked about last week. Doesn't matter. We don't even need the fancy answers. We could say here a simple answer. The problem is that whether we want to answer the Rambam with a simple answer or whether we want to try fancier, more lumdish answers, the problem is that it's against the Gemara. The Gemara in Baba Kama, Kuf Yud Gimel Omud Beis. It says, why can't I find it? Oh, here, just cooking a little out. It says like this: Lo yilbash odim klayim afilo agabi asar begodim. It's a mishnah. This is also mishnah klayim. Lo yilbash odim klayim afilo agabi asar begodim. La'avriach bayis hamechas. You're not allowed to wear klayim la'avriach hamechas asar begodim. Not allowed to wear klayim on top of asar begodim, and you're not allowed to wear klayim la'avriach hamechas. It's a mishnah in that Rambam is a mishnah in Maseches Klayim. So the Gemara says, Masnis and like Rabbi Akiva. That's not like Rabbi Akiva. The Sanya also. First of all, it's not like Rabbi Akiva. Because Rabbi Kiva said, also la'avriach hasameches. Shem Elohim Shem Rabbi Kiva mutar la'avriach hasameches. So Rabbi Kiva says, not allowed to be machmir. Here it says you're only allowed to wear. One second. second, just give me a second. There's something I don't quite understand, but it doesn't really matter, I guess, for us. Again, it says like this: Lo yilbash adam. Gemara quotes the Mishnah: Lo yilbash adam klayim. If you look out, you're not allowed to wear klayim to be marviach demeches. Apparently, you're allowed to be marviach demeches, but you're not allowed to wear klayim. That seems to be the implication. The fact that he's being marviach demeches, that's not a problem, but the fact that he's wearing klayim, that already is a problem. So the Gemara asks, my sister, like Rabbi Akiva, the son you learned in the Braisa, also lahavriach bahem. Eshameches, that you're not allowed to wear, you're not allowed to be mavirch the meches by wearing klayim. There's mashma the other way around. But the problem is not the klayim, but the fact that you're mavirch the meches. Just the opposite. You know, the klayim we don't care about, but the problem is that you're mavirch eshameches. So it's a stira both in regard to klayim and in regard to mavirch eshameches. The Mishnah seems to say that the problem is klayim, but the customs, the mavirch eshameches, that's okay. And Rabbi Kiva says just the opposite. Klayim's not the problem. The problem is that you're mavirch eshameches. So the Gemara says, "Bishlam olin klayim, the steer of the gabe klayim. That's not a problem. But how come mifligi? The masav a dovishen is the dovishen miskaven mutter. The masav a dovishen miskaven also. The Mishnah that says that mavirchas that you're allowed to be mavirch the meches that. The Mishnah that says that there's a klayim problem is going with Rabbi Yehuda. The dovishen miskaven is also. The Rabbi Kiva who says that there's no problem of klayim. He holds like Rabbi Shimon. The dovishen miskaven." Is mutter, but what about the meches problem? El labriach veis hameches mishori. How can anybody hold you allowed to be mabriach the meches? V'omer Shmuel dinu de malchusadino. Didn't Shmuel say that dinu de malchusadino? Amar Abchanina bar Kana. Amar Shmuel b'meicheshein lekitzvah. It's talking about where they gave it out to a tax farmer who takes as much as he wants, and he's doing it shaloi kedin. He's not taking taxes the way dinu de malchusa would allow. He's taking taxes beyond it. Or another terrorist from Meichas Haim Me'elov, he's b'chal not appointed by the government. He stamps a robber who's taking the money. Some strong arm mafia guy is taking protection money, but it's not really dinu machusa dinu. So Me'elov, that's why that you're allowed to be mavriach. Al kaponim, Me'elov Yenenu says here b'feirish, we have your machlokes tanoim. Are you allowed to be wear klayim lavriach esemeches? And the Gemara says Tolin Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you're not allowed because Dovashin Miskaman is also. According to Rav Shimon, you are allowed. Dovashin Miskaman is mutter. No, so it says here beferish that the din of Lavriachas Amechas, we're in Klaim, Lavriachas Amechas, is also telling them in the Machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and Rav Shimon, the same as the Mishnah Machiksos. And therefore, a lot of Rishonim Taka say in Klaim, and the Mishnayas in Klaim, these are both Mishnayas in Klaim. The Mishnah of that is also to wear Klaim, Lavriachas Amechas, is a Mishnah in Klaim. And the Mishnah Machiksos, Machim Kedakim, is also a Mishnah in Klaim. So the Rishonim, they say, the Rash, says on there in Klayim that the two Mishnayos don't agree with each other. The Mishnah that says that Meichiksus Meichim Kedarkam, that's like Rav Shimon, like it says in the Agamar and the Gemara in Shabbos. And the Mishnah that says that it's you're not allowed to wear Klayim, Leviyachas Hamechas, that goes like Rav Yehuda, like the Gemara says in Bava Kama. The two Mishnayos are not in agreement. But the Rambam is the Pelagol, what is the Rambam? The Rambam paskins that Meichiksus Meichim Kedarkam, that's Mutter, like Rav Shimon. And the Rambam paskins like Rav Shimon. And on the other hand, the Rambam paskins that if you wear klayim leviyachas hameches, you like it. Why you like it? So dovishin miskaven. So we can say all the chilukim in the world that we want between levish and halah. Simple answers, not so simple answers. Whatever chilukim we're going to say, but it flies in the face of the Gemara in Bava Kama. The Gemara in Bava Kama says beferish that din of leviyachas hameches is also telling them like said Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. So it should be exactly the same as the din of leichiksos. So that's the kasha on the Rambam. So that's what Rav Aaron starts with. What are we going to do to be miyashiv the Rambam? That's kasha number one. Fine, there's another kasha. And a different topic. You know, there's Machlokes Rishonim, we talked about it a little bit, about Psik Reish of the Lein Nichalei. Shita so the Gemara says, "Abayin Rova Dami Chirayim Loid Reb Shimon Pesikreishim Leyamos." Even though Reb Shimon is matter Dovah Shin Miskaven, but Pesikreish is also. And nonetheless, the Oruch is Mechadus. Rishayim bring from the Oruch, Tosfos Ksuvos and Dabov, and in many other places, the Rishayim and Shabbos and Perek Yudbeis and Perek Yudalid, and many many places, the Rishayim bring the Shita so Oruch that Pesikreish the Leinichalei is Mutter. Pesikreish is only also if he's Nichalei, if he has a Nichus in it. But it doesn't have any chusa, it's lay nichalei or lay ichbis lay even, doesn't have anything from it, so then it's mutter. And the Rishonim are done whether the Aruch is right and they're not right. So the Rosh in Shabbos, in Perek Yud Beis, Simin Aleph, the beginning of Perek Yud Beis in Shabbos, and likewise the Rashba over there in Shabbos and other Rishonim, they quote that one of the rayas of the Aruch is from a Gemara in Zvachim that we touched upon a little bit in the past. The Gemara in Zvachim, Adaf Tzadik Aleph and Mudbeis, has the following discussion. The Gemara there brings from Shmuel. There's a discussion there in the Gemara. If a person is Menadav Yayin Mizbeach, so what do you do exactly with the wine? The Nesachim that the Torah prescribes, you know, the Niska Yayin or Viyasein and so on, the Nesachim that the Torah prescribes, so we know the din is they go lasafolim. There were special bowls, and you poured it into the bowls on top of the mizbeach, and it went down into the inside of the mizbeach, down into the shisin. But whatever, if a person just was menadav yayin, he says, "I'm bringing a carbon of just wine," and we have a drasha, you're allowed to do such a thing. There's such a musuk of being menadav yayin. So where does that go? Does that also go lasafolim, like in sochem that the Torah prescribes, or maybe that's burnt directly on the fire, like a mincha, like any other carbon? So Shmuel over there is mechadish that it goes on the fire. Zalfin yayin al gabi ha'ishim. You pour the wine directly on the. No, I'm sorry. The other way around. Shmuel is mechadish that you put the wine into the safolim. I don't have any more zvachim in front of me. I think that's how it goes. Shmuel is mechadish that you put the wine into the safolim, not on the fire. So the Gemara asks from a brisa that says that you put the wine, you're menadav yayin, so you put the wine al gabe ha'ishim. It's not like Shmuel. So the Gemara answers. So Shmuel answers, Tanakasha, Harab Yehuda, Harab Shimon. The brisa that says that you put the wine on the fire, that goes like Rav Shimon. I hope I have it the right direction. Which one is Shmuel and which one is the brisa? The brisa is like the brisa that says you put it on the fire is like Reb Shimon. The Tavah Shinim is Kaman is Mutter. So therefore, you could put the wine in the fire, even though you're going to douse the fire a little bit. And there's an issur to douse the fire. Lo yichbe. You're not allowed to douse the fire. Al gabei mizbeach. Doesn't matter. But that's not your kavod. The Tavah Shinim is Kaman is Mutter. But Shmuel himself is going with Rabbi Yehuda. The Tavah Shinim is Kaman is Osir. And therefore, it doesn't matter that he has no kavod to douse the fire. Lo maisa. It's a Dovah Shem Miskavin. Dovah Shem Miskavin is also. And therefore, Shmuel holds you have to put the yayin into the safolim. That's the Gemara in Zvach. Again, I'm not 100% sure if Shmuel was the one who said the safolim and the Brisa is Leishim or the other way around. I think it's the way I told you. Shmuel said the safolim and the Brisa said Leishim. But anyway, that's for sure. Shmuel says, Horeb Yehuda, Horeb Shimon. The Shita that you could put al Gabi Ishim, that's Reb Shimon. Dovah Shem Miskavin is Mutter. The sheet that you have to put into the safolim, that's like Rabbi Yehuda Dovah Shinim's Kamen is awesome. That kam the Gemara. So the Orach asked, but it's a psikresha. What's going on? What does that do with Rabbi Yehuda Shimon? Dovah Shinim's Kamen, but it's a psikresha. You pour wine on top of the fire, so it's going to put out the fire. So why isn't that a psikresha? So I already told you, Rashi says over there it's not a psikresha because you could do it with Tipin Dakin. And Taisus and Shabbos says it's talking about where Yitaka did it with Tipin Dakin. But the Orach held that it was the Orach held that it is a psikresha. He doesn't have this business with Tipin Dakin, and therefore the Orach says, "What happened to psikresha?" Says the Orach, "It must be because it's a psikresha lenichale. It is a psikresha, but it's a psikresha lenichale. He doesn't want to put out the fire. That's not his intent, and he's not interested in that. So therefore, since it's a psikresha lenichale, so there's no problem over here of psikresha, and it reverts to the regular machlekes between Rav Shimon and Rav Yehuda. So the Orach brings from this Gemara a riot to his yisoid the psikresha lenichale is mutter." Again, there's simple ways to get out of the riot. You could say like Rashi that it's not a psikresha because you could do it b'tipin dakin, or you could say like Tosfos that Yitaka did it b'tipin dakin, so it's not a psikresha, But the Aruch assumed that it is a psikresha, and if it is a psikresha, so what does that do with Machalik Rav Yudin Rav Shimon? Says the Aruch, it's a raya to me that psikresha in lichloi is mutter. This is quoted by the Rosh, and it's quoted by the Rashba, and it's quoted all the Rishonim over there in Perek Yudbeis of Shabbos when they quote the Aruch and the raya of the Aruch. This is one of the rayas that they quote, and it's a very, the raya itself sounds like a very straightforward raya if you accept the Aruch's assumption that the Gemara is talking about a psikresha. You don't have to accept it. Say it's tipin dakin. But if you accept that the case of the Gemara is a psikresha, so then the raya seems to be a pretty good raya. The Rosh himself, later on in Perek Yudalad of Shabbos and Simon Tes, likewise the Rashba over there in Perek Shmoneh Shvatim, the Rashba over there in Shabbos. Argues on the Aruch. Rosh, the Rashba, other Rishonim also, they argue on the Aruch, and they say the Aruch is wrong. Psikresha de Doinichale is osur. It's a regular psikresha. The only thing is they want to be mechalek that maybe on Shabbos the Aruch is right. When it comes to Shabbos, there's an extra factor of Malechas Machshavas osur Torah, so then they can see the Aruch could be right. Psikresha de Doinichale is not a psikresha. But in Shari Surim in Kol HaTorah Kulo, they say the Aruch is wrong. Psikresha de Doinichale is osur. Says the Rosh. I have the Rosh in front of me, but the Rashba also says it. A raya against the Aruch. What's the raya? From the Gemara in Zvachem and Daf Tzadik Aleph. The Gemara in Zvachem and Daf Tzadik Aleph says that the Gemara over there says Gavi Emes Nadif Yayin Mezalfi Al Gavi Ishim V'hokam Mechaber. The Gemara over there says that if you're going to be mezalef yayin al gabi ishim, it's a problem because being mechaba the eish. And therefore it should be osur. And that's why you have to put into the safolim. Says the Rosh, what do you mean? It's loy nichalei. According to the Aruch, sikreshul nichalei is mutter. It's a raya that the Aruch is wrong. That's the Rosh. It's not only the Rosh, the Rashba, a few Rishonim say this. So it's a Pelotzim. What are they talking about? The Gemara in Zvachim is just the opposite. It's a riot to the Aruch. The Gemara in Zvachim says, Harav Yehuda Harav Shimon, that if you hold like a Yehuda, which again, the Gemara there says that if you hold like a Yehuda, the Dovah Shimon Miskavan is Osir, Yitaka cannot be Mizalaf al Gavi Ishim. But if you hold like a Shimon, the Dovah Shimon Miskavan is Mutter, then you're allowed to be Mizalaf al Gavi Ishim. It's a Psikresha, says the Aruch. The answer is, we don't factor in Psikresha because it's a Psikresha, it's an Ilichalay. So therefore, it's a regular Dovah Shein Miskaven. It's totally the Mechalekos, Rabbi Yudin Rav Shimon. The Rosh brings a raya from that Gemara, and the Rosh quotes that. The Rosh in Perek Yud Beis, the beginning of Perek Yud Beis, quotes that raya. He quotes the Aruch, and he quotes that that's one of the rayas of the Aruch. And then in Perek Yud Dalet, when he revisits the issue, and he argues on the Aruch, and he says the Aruch is wrong, and I have a raya against the Aruch, he quotes the very same Gemara, and he says, you see in that Gemara that it's also to be Mezalat Yayin Al Gabi Yishim. Because you're being mechaber, what's the iser? It's psikresha de nichalei. What are you talking about? It's only also according to Rabbi Yehuda. It's not also according to Rabbi Shimon. The Aruch says psikresha de nichalei is mutter according to Rabbi Shimon. It's not mutter according to Rabbi Yehuda. That's the Gemara itself. The Gemara says Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon. You have to go home and take a look at it yourself. But it's mamish. I mean, everybody has. It's a pella also. The Aruch, the Rosh, and the Rashba, they quote in Perek Yud Beis. They quoted the Aruch that the Gemara in Zvachim is a riot to the Aruch. And then, two prokem later, they quote the Gemara in Zvachim as a raya against the Aruch. And it's a steer in the Rishayim. And besides being a steer, the raya doesn't, with their kashan Aruch, doesn't seem to make any sense. The Gemara in Zvachim is taka raya if you assume that it's a psikresha. You don't have to buy into the assumption that it's a psikresha, that Gemara. But if you buy into the assumption that Gemara is talking about a psikresha, so it's mafurish like the Aruch. The Gemara says that it's totally the machlekes of Yudin Rabbi Shimon. And according to Rabbi Shimon, it's mutter. It's a psikresha. You have to say psikresha in the Nichalei. You have to say psikresha in the Nichalei is mutter. So what do they want? How could they bring that Gemara as a riot against the Aruch? That Gemara was a riot to the Aruch. How could these Rishonim bring it as a riot against the Aruch? So that's the second big issue that Rav Aaron is going to address. So again, the two kashas, they were just doing the kashas. The two kashas that Rav Aaron sets himself out to solve, the two problems that he sets out to solve are, number one, the Rambam. The Rambam paskins on the one hand, like of Shimon, Meichik Sus, Meichim Kedarkam, Bulashli Yiskavni. And yet, on the other hand, the Rama paskins that you're not allowed to wear klayim lavriches and eches, and if you do, you get malchus. So it's an issue of the raisa. But the Gemara Baba Kama Kufi Gimel Madalev says Beferish that that's totally Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. So it should be the same as Moichei Ksus. That's Kasha number one. Problem number one. Problem number two is the Steven Rishonim. On the one hand, the Rishonim quote the Oroch that he brings a raya from the Gemara Mizal from the Ayin al-Gavi Yishim to his sheet of the Psychration of Lichle is Mutter. And the Rishonim will quote it. And in Perik Yves, they don't seem to have any problem with it. Very straightforward raya. And in Perik Yedal, they bring the Gemara Zuacham as a raya against the Oroch. So both it's a Steven the Rishonim. And number two, Perik Yedal doesn't seem to make any sense. It's not a raya against the Oroch. It's a raya to the Oroch, because the Gemara says Beferish that it's totally the Machlekes, if you didn't have Shim. So that's what Rav Aaron is going to be dealing with. Okay, with Shem tomorrow. We'll continue.